Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and in today's video, we're answering another user-submitted question. Don't forget that you can send us your questions. Open up your email and send an email to questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We've got a website, BibleLineMinistries.org, where there's hundreds of articles written by Dr. Lindstrom, Dr. Arnold, who both had the show in the past, and you can research all of that good information there, and you can send your question in from there too. If you're new to the YouTube channel, make sure that you hit subscribe and turn on notifications by hitting the bell so that you get updated every time that we post a video. And if you've been here before, welcome back, and we appreciate your support by liking, commenting, and sharing all of the content here on BibleLine. It's not so that our numbers increase, it's so that people get the gospel presented to them, and you can be a part of that. And I believe the Lord will reward you for it. Speaking of all of those things today, we have another question really about the permanence of our salvation. And I want to read you this specific question, then we're going to get into some verses, not all the verses that we could look at, but just a couple to answer this specific question. Here's the question. My husband was a free will Baptist and believes you cannot lose your salvation, but you can freely give it up. You can pluck yourself out of your own hand. You can choose not to follow Jesus anymore. And if you deny God, you can never be saved again. I have three sons, all who are adults now, and each of them believe like their dad. I have tried to instill on them what I believe, but they are stubborn and pig-headed. Boy, you can tell this is their mother, right? I have used everything I know to try to convince them. Do you have any words or scriptures I can use to prove you cannot give up your salvation and become lost again? Anything you can think of will help. This is a very good question, and it's pretty common amongst, I don't want to say all Baptists, but most Baptists that believe in a lordship idea of salvation, which is to say, if I make the Lord master of my life and I turn from my sin, ask him into my heart, he saves me, and if my condition changes at any time from that point into the future, then I have to get re-saved again. Jesus exits my heart. I have taken him off the throne of my life. I am now lost again. So what does the Bible teach about that? There are just some verses that you hear all the time, and I think you hear them all the time because they're really good, and they teach solid doctrine. John 5:24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now, what is this teaching? This is teaching that the person that hears the gospel, believes on it, there's a positional change that happens. They're no longer a part of the world. They're no longer under the condemnation which the world is under. They are now out of that condemnation. They've passed from death unto life. So is there any way that, as this questioner asks, can they pull themselves out? Well, is there anything that Jesus talks about in that regard? Well, John chapter 10, look there in verse 28. He's talking specifically about, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Now, does that mean that I am the exemption? That I can pluck myself out? No, I don't think that's the exemption. We're held by him. Verse 29 goes further. "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Double security. And then he says in verse 30, "I and my Father are one." So if your husband believes that he can pull himself out of his own salvation, then he is in direct contradiction with the very person he claims to believe on for his salvation. We're not going to be stronger than Jesus. Look what it says in, this is where I want to kind of pull everything in. It's in 2 Timothy, specifically 2 Timothy chapter 2, start there in verse 11. We're talking about being a good soldier for Christ Jesus. Paul is writing to young Timothy. Many believe this is Paul's last book. that he wrote before he went on to be with the Lord. But there's specifically something said in here where that phrase, deny, if we deny him, he will deny us. And people, they get panicked. And I can understand, because it's like, well, if I deny him, then yes, I'm lost. I mean, and what does it mean to deny him? And you just lose all the joy of your salvation that way. So we need to understand how this is said. But in the question that somebody asked today, they even said, if you deny God, you can never be saved again, which is not what the Bible teaches. What does the Bible teach? It is a faithful saying, 2 Timothy 2:11, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And that is true. Romans chapter 6 talks about that. Buried in the likeness of his death, raised to walk again in newness of life, we are standing in Christ, resurrected. Galatians 2:20 also talks about that as well. Verse 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. It doesn't stop there. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. And we are a part of the body of Christ. If we have put our trust in Jesus for eternal life, we've believed on him for the salvation of our soul, we are found in him. Therefore, we are of him. He cannot look at us and say what he says to the people in Matthew 7, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. He does know us. So what is he denying us of then in this verse? I believe the logical conclusion is it is a denial of rewards at the judgment seat of Christ as outlined in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we'll have to make a video on that in the future on 1 Corinthians 3. But that is the one thing that we could have earned that we won't earn if we deny him and live for ourselves as believers. So no, the Bible does not teach that you can take yourself out of salvation, or you can deny God as a believer and be an unbeliever again and have no chance of getting saved again. That is some type of jargon that's been pushed out there and accepted as truth. But guess what? Praise God, the Bible doesn't teach it, so we can call it false and call it for what it is. It's a lie, because the scripture says otherwise. I hope that answers your question, and we'll see you next time. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.